92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show, weekday afternoons, with random notes from around the planet.
The Sony company has a division called Honda Mobility, and they've partnered with a startup company called Afila, and together they have a goal to create a fully electric car that has full remote play functionality. I'm going to be honest with you. Not only do I not fully understand any part of that sentence, but it doesn't sound like something anybody needs or actually wants. Their press release says that they're going to integrate one of Sony Interactive Entertainment's most popular applications into the vehicle cabin so that people can enjoy gaming on the go with a system called PS Portal that will allow you to play PS4 and 5 games remotely for a wireless internet connection from inside your car. So I guess my first question about this is, when you're in your car, shouldn't you be driving your car and not playing games? I mean, is this just for the people in the back seat? And while this might sound interesting for gamers, you need to know that this gaming system is integrated into the car when it's built. You can't just add it to an existing Toyota. And those cars are expected to cost, at the minimum, $90,000 each. So if you're a gamer, it's probably going to be a lot cheaper to just set up your den at home and enjoy your hobby there.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.